We're talking gift box appeal right now, and I'm joined, as we are, about this time every year, with Tyrion. Morning, Tyrion. How are you doing?
Morning, Mark.
Morning. Now, the gift box appeal, of course, this is something that you've been doing now for a number of years.
27, actually.
27 years.
Yes, 27 years.
Good grief. That was a long time.
It is, and things have changed in many ways in that period.
Yes.
But the boxes are still going and the children are still laughing and happy and smiling.
Right.
So we've done a good job, I feel.
No. Well, 27 years later, you're still doing it. Yes, of course, an excellent job. Now, let's just sort of, if you don't know what the gift box appeal is, because you haven't been paying attention for the last 27 years, then what it is you put together a little package of goodies for the kids. I'll tell you more about that in just a second. And then these little gifts are taken to Eastern Europe for underprivileged kids in Eastern Europe. You serve a lot of countries in Eastern Europe now, though, don't you, Tyrion?
Yeah, we do. It's seven countries. The main ones are Moldova, Ukraine and Belarus from here, because that's where directly the trucks
right.
go to. But the other countries are Romania, Bulgaria, Albania and Kosovo.
Right. So this is where you put together a little box of goodies for the kids for Christmas. And those are the countries the boxes head off to. And I will point out, despite the current situation in Ukraine, you've been serving Ukraine with the gift box appeal for years.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's one of the first ones we've been involved in.
Right.
And we're still sending them to Ukraine
right.
via Moldova.
Okay. Now, the gift boxes themselves. Now, of course, the idea is to put a little smile on the face of the kids at Christmas, kids who, frankly, will not be getting much at Christmas time otherwise. But, Tyrion, as we talk about every year, it's lovely to put in something that the kids will enjoy, like a bit of chocolate or a small toy or something like that. But also, it's something the kids will actually need, which, because they need it, they will also enjoy it. So what sort of things would you be looking for as well?
Well, especially the things for school.
Right.
They need them because without having the pens, the pencils, erasers and sharpeners, they won't have education because
right.
it's not supplied by the state. They love the toiletries. I mean, we've got lovely pictures of a little boy who's looking at it. I've got a new toothbrush.
Right.
And
it's just really that basic at times, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's very basic.
Absolutely.
Then, of course, we always put in the chocolates and the sweets
right.
and toys. Toys don't have to be new. They have to be in good condition, though.
Right.
And then if we still have room, we put some hats, gloves, scarves or socks, but the socks have to be new. The rest could be secondhand, no
right.
problem.
Okay. So these are all things, as you can see, you know, things that will have a strong practical element as well. So, as you say, certainly in Eastern Europe, warm clothing, like, as you say, hats and scarves, new socks, clean socks. But you know, in the mindset of those kids as well, is they will love that, won't they? They will, getting a new pair of socks, frankly. I mean, it really is that basic, isn't it?
It is, definitely. They're just so excited at the smallest thing. You know, we put in a shampoo and they'll
right.
go running and say, look, we've got shampoo, Mum.
Right.
Look. And Catherine, who helps with the distribution, sees this and brings all the news back of
right.
how excited the children have been. You've only got to look at the pictures we've got and the smiles on their faces and their amazement.
Okay. So if you'd like to put together, so this is what we're asking you today, is put together a little bit of a gift box for these kids in Eastern Europe. So, Tyrion, there's say the practicalities here. So what size box are we looking at and what sort of things do you want to put in that box?
Right. The boxes we use will usually take 6 wine bottles or
right.
12. Simply, we use stronger ones because if glass has been in the box, then it's obviously stronger.
Right.
And these can get damaged. But what we do love is if they'll use backpacks, old school bags. You buy your child a new school bag for this term, you've still got the old one. Give it a wash, tidy it up and put everything in there, and then
right.
they've got something to take to school each day, and they're so excited with the gift boxes in a school box.
So the backpack itself becomes part of the gift.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So someone thinks, okay, I've got you know, my kids' old backpack. They don't want it anymore. It's not trendy anymore. You know,
yes,
it's
exactly.
That sort of thing. And then, so put together. So just imagine then for a moment, someone says, "Well, I'll put together something for a kid in Ukraine." You know, yeah, a little some things that are fun and nice, and some things that are practical. So sort of things we'd put in there would be yes, some chocolate, some sweets, a toy. Which I know from speaking to you after all these years, Terry, I know what one thing you'll say is no battery operated toys.
Exactly.
See, I remember that.
no war ones either.
Oh yes, and actually that has always been your policy, hasn't it? That's not
yes.
just current situation. That's always been your policy. Yeah. So a toy or two in there, and then things like some school pens, pencils, exercise book, things like that. Then also some soap, some shampoo, and things like that too. Toothbrushes,
definitely.
Yes,
and the paste to go with it.
Yeah, actually, yeah, absolutely. That'll go down really well. A bit of shampoo. Put all that together, and you will make some kids' Christmas.
Oh yes, they were so excited. We were making boxes last year, and one of the boys there, who was quite about 17, turned around and said, "You know, I would have loved to have one of these boxes when I was a child."
Right.
And he said, "It's so exciting, all the things you pull out." And I thought, yeah, well, if a boy here can say that, how do they feel over there when they get this box?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's give us a sense of scale there, Terry. I mean, last year, how many boxes did you deal with?
Well, we aimed for 600 and made over 900.
900, yes.
Yeah.
That is a lot. That's actually one of your biggest years.
Yes, it is. That was just our small group. Overall, we've sent off over 3,600 boxes.
Right, this is the whole organisation. But your group...
This is just our group.
Yep, your group, 900. Right. Okay. Now, also, we have to point out, of course, with the current situation, and we've also got a lot of Ukrainians in Switzerland at the moment... obviously, people do want to help, but they might be more tempted to help people a bit closer to home. Do you worry maybe that, or maybe not worried, but you're just aware that there could be some, let's say, compassion competition going on this season?
I do think that our numbers will probably be down this year.
Right.
Because with the locals housing a lot of the Ukrainians, maybe instead of giving to us, they're helping them.
Yeah.
I quite understand. I quite accept that.
Yeah.
We do like to help the ones over there because I think they're in a terrible state.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But yes, so you may not hit the 900 you hit last year because people who are helping but will help, the neighbours they see nearby now, the Ukrainian family that might be actually over the road from them that could really do some help this year.
Exactly.
Which we do, as you say, Terry, we do fully understand. But if you want to contribute to Tyrion's gift box appeal, and like I say, 27 years of doing this, thousands of boxes sent over the years, how do they get in touch with you, Tyrion?
Well, we have the website,
right,
which is giftboxproject.ch.
Right.
We're on Facebook. Giftbox supporters, Geneva area, or you can contact me directly, which is Tyrion48@gmail.com.
Tyrion48@gmail.com. Or the website, of course, was giftboxproject.ch. Giftboxproject.ch. Now, also, they're on their website, they have the details of what you should be putting in the boxes, also where you can drop them. So they'd be picked
yes.
up.
Yes.
Yes.
There is a list.
There is a list. And actually, we do also say here at our radio station, you can do that as well. We'll make sure they get to Tyrion. Please leave them, if you want to deliver them here, office hours, please. And we'll get them to Tyrion as well. We always get a few left outside.
Yes, you
yes,
do.
We do.
The main drop-off place is in Fune. We have a room in the Salsec Spectacle,
right,
in Fune, and
okay,
we'll be there from the 7th of November to the 22nd.
All right, okay. All the details of that, of course, giftboxproject.ch. Go there, you can see all the details there. And let's see if we can get close to last year's record of 900 boxes for the Geneva section,
yeah,
of the Gift Box,
yes,
Project.
Overall, from the whole of the country, there was 125,000 boxes went.
That is a lot. A lot of happy kids.
And adults.
And adults, yes.
Yes, because I don't deal with boxes for adults. It's too complicated.
All right. Okay, but that's what you need to do. Okay, giftboxproject.ch. All the details are there. Terrier, thanks very much indeed. And shall we set the date for you coming in this time next year as well?
No. Yes, that'd be a good idea.
Okay. We'll do that at the same time. Okay.
Right.